Hello, JCs, and welcome to EmpowerCast, the official podcast for JCI USA. This year, we celebrate 100 years of this great organization, and we want to empower you to be part of the celebration. Be sure to tune in often to hear about upcoming events, membership strategies, and member highlights.
Hello, JCI USA. MVP Miranda Williams here. We are super excited to have you join us for episode 2 of our Leadership Live series. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by MVP Margot Dirksen. She is MVP over chapter relations, and she's going to be talking about her area of focus. And we have our national president, who is at the North American Academy. He's going to be joining us in a few minutes, too. So we're going to let a couple of people get on. And then once we have some viewers, we will bring in MVP Margot. So, and if everybody wants to start a watch party, they can start a watch party to get more viewers. You can do it in group pages, on pages you manage, etc. So I'm going to do that real quick. Started my voice over there on Facebook. All right, we've got Amanda in here, Christy, Ross. Hey, Ross. Margot is here, and she says she's nervous. She's going to do great. All right, let's go ahead and bring in MVP Margot. And there she is. Hey, Margot, how are you?
I'm good. Hello, everyone. Hello, JCI USA.
Oh, we have some watching from North American Academy, too. I see Ariana's there.
Yeah, I saw that. That's so cool. Thank you.
We've got Krista and Nate now watching us.
Oh, that's awesome. Come on in the room, guys. Come on in.
Yeah, get super nervous your very first one, but it's better.
Well, I like to talk, so I'm sure I'll get over it here in just a minute. So that's fun.
We're going to have to get Krista on here soon. She's going to be one of our victims soon.
Well, I have to say, I'm so excited for everyone at the inaugural. I don't want to get in trouble with Rhonda. At the inaugural North American Academy. That is so cool. So thank you guys for taking time to be on and be with us. And we wish you guys a wonderful weekend there in D.C. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. So thank you guys for getting on.
No, they're going to have me photoshopping them. I'm going to be everywhere this weekend because apparently I'm going to be photoshopping myself in North American Academy pictures. And I'm also with MVP Trey. He's in Missouri right now. There you're in conference. And so it's super exciting for Trey to be in Missouri right now because it's actually the 100th anniversary of the movement next week. And he's in Missouri, the birthplace of it. So that's insanely exciting.
Yes, very much so. That is so awesome that he gets to have that experience and be so close to our birthplace, so close to our 100-year official anniversary. So it's so awesome.
And I'm sure. We are going to, on the official dates, the meeting was held the 21st and 22nd. We have past president Jen Ray. We're going to do a special edition of Leadership Live Tuesday night at 7 with her, talking about the celebration of the century. And so we're going to do that next Tuesday at 7. That's going to be super exciting. She's got a lot in store. Going to talk about the celebration of the century.
That's going to be awesome. Everybody needs to tune in for that because I'm sure she has some great information and maybe even a few surprises for us. So
never know with her.
So make sure everybody tunes in. I just have to say, I'm just excited to be on the exec team for the 100-year celebration. How exciting is that? So I am just honored to be part of the team for JCI USA in its 100-year celebration. So that is great.
is a lot. Yes, super exciting. 100 years, and I can't wait to see what we do in the next 100. Let's see, we've got, oh, MVP Anna is here also. Oh, I lost Margo for a second. Let's get Margo back on here. There she is. I just spilled water all over me.
I just had to check my makeup. I had to step off for a second.
Didn't have a spider crawl across your desk, did you?
I'm still here, so there's not a spider in here. But I guess I can talk a little bit about my area. I am very honored to be part of Chapter Relations, and to me, that's the building blocks of all the other things that we have for JCI USA. Because the members make up the chapters, and the chapters are where we learn those skills and we really empower those leaders to step up into those higher roles. So I'm very honored to be part of helping strengthen that bond and strengthen those programs that we have at that chapter level to make sure all of our members and its chapters are getting everything it needs to be successful and make sure that we continue to empower and have those wonderful leadership stepping up into these wonderful positions higher in our organization. So excited about that. We've got some great programs under Chapter Relations. We have the CLC program. We have Youth JCs. We have Shoot for Success. And I am very, very blessed to have some wonderful program managers this year that I'm working with that are really fired up about making sure those programs are the best for our membership. And of course, anytime if anybody has any questions or anything, please reach out to me. I'm always here. That is my role this year, is to be a tool, a support, and a cheerleader to make sure everybody has the best year possible. So very excited about, revamping and improving a lot of these programs and making them the very best they can be for our membership.
Right. The programs are great. I was the program manager last year for Shoot for Success, and it was a lot of fun connecting to the chapters and helping them with right ways to research their membership and what their members want.
Oh, very much so. But it's also a way to connect, maybe your at-risk chapters with other chapters that are doing well. So they're not only supporting each other, but they're able to, pass ideas back and forth and able to kind of support each other. That's one thing that I really feel is important. And of course, our CLC, which is basically a roadmap for us for the year to make sure that we're doing all of the things we need to be doing to make sure that we're giving our membership a well-rounded experience within our chapters, as well as states, because states can also do CLC. I hope everybody is getting ready for those. So very good programs that we have, very good tools. They're here for you. I hope everybody takes advantage of those.
Not trying to cut you off, but did you see what Emily just posted?
Oh, do we have some? Oh, we have some breaking
Maybe
news coming in.
let's bring Emily on and see what Emily has to say real quick.
Oh, I'm excited.
Let's see. Yeah, us girls, we gotta know. Emily, you can't do this to us.
Oh.
I'm so sorry to break in, but MVP Miranda, MVP Margo, I have some exciting news. I am down here right now at the 2019 greatest horse race ever, and the horses are coming in from the finish. They're
Oh.
rounding the bend right now. They're getting ready to cross the finish line. Right now, team four is in the lead, but team three is coming up fast behind them. Trailed not too much, team two, seven, then one, and five. Oh my God, they're coming close. They're coming close. And oh my God, team four is adding those members. Kentucky is adding over 40 members this quarter.
Ooh.
And oh my God, but wait, team three is coming up with the challenges. Eureka from West Virginia. She's doing community surveys. She's out there messaging to corporations and telling them about the JCs. They're taking the lead. They're getting ahead. They're crossing the finish line. Oh my God, I think it's going to be a photo finish. And I think it's team number three by a nose for
Oh.
the greatest horse race ever.
Congratulations, team three. Woo!
Yay! And
just as you can see, if that'll work there, team three. They knew it from the beginning in their picture of their team. And so right now we're going to take this opportunity. Congratulations to the members of Team 3 HY Pride. We have JCI Michigan, JCI Florida, JCI West Virginia, JCI Colorado, JCI Nebraska, New Hampshire, and Arkansas. You are eligible because they recruited 118 members. They are eligible for 7 free cruises.
Did you say 7?
So right here we have everybody who recruited a member during the contest period is entered in here. If you recruited more than one member, you're entered in more than once, but you can still only win one cruise. So your chances are hurry.
We're gonna bring you on screen all by yourself for this, okay?
All right. So we're gonna take this and we're gonna give it a good little, give the drum a good little roll here. And we're gonna draw 7 names. Again, if we draw the same name twice, you can't win 2 cruises, unfortunately. So the first winner to go on the JCI cruise in April is from the YNL chapter of JCI Michigan, Elizabeth Mullins.
Boop, boop.
Congratulations, Elizabeth.
Congrats.
And the second winner of a cruise from the Kalamazoo JCs, Ariana King. Congratulations, yes. Ariana. And our next winner from West Virginia, Madison Danville JCs, Forrest Dolan.
Wow.
Congratulations. That's 3. We got 4 left to give away. And the next one is again from the Kalamazoo JCs, Tina Feaster.
Yay! This is so much fun.
Kalamazoo is like winning it big tonight. They must have really recruited a lot of members because we've got another Kalamazoo winner, and it's Kimmy Tolliver. Congratulations, Kimmy!
Yay, Kimmy!
Yay!
So we've got that's 5 more. So we have 2 more cruises to give away, and this one is from Nebraska. From the current JCs, Jennifer Green.
Ooh, yay. Congrats, Jennifer.
All right, so it's time to give away our last cruise.
Should we do like a drum roll?
Drum roll.
And we have from the Michigan Manistee JCs, Dylan Walker.
Congrats, Dylan. Yay.
So again, just to recap real quick, our winners are Dylan Walker of the Manistee JCs, Jennifer Green of the Kearney JCs, Elizabeth Mullins of the Wyandotte JCs, Ariana King, Tina Feuster, and Kimmy Tolliver of Kalamazoo JCs, and Forrest Dolan of the Madison Danville JCs. Congratulations, everybody. You are entitled to 1 free cruise on our year-end meeting. Just please contact Executive Director Dawn so we can collect on that, and we'll be in touch. So great job, everybody. You guys did a wonderful job. I had to break out my derby hat for the announcement. So thank you guys so much for participating. And thank you for letting me break in your leadership live, Miranda, Margo.
Well, that's awesome. We're so excited. You know, as girls, we love hearing exciting news. And you can't come on and talk about you have something super exciting like that and leave us hanging.
Sorry, I was so excited about, you know, this horse coming in for the late race, so I just had to break it right away and now the winners of it. But everybody did a great job, I know, and the thing that it came down to was really the challenges. That's really where this team excelled on. Both Nebraska and West Virginia especially, they did a lot, but we saw a lot of other things with people reaching out to different companies, reaching out to members, doing community surveys, and it really helps when you're trying to grow your organization, when you're trying to make a bigger impact to do those things.
Well, congratulations to everybody. That's so awesome. Way to go, guys.
That means there's at least 7 more people we will see on the cruise in April.
Yes, awesome, awesome.
All right, well, congratulations to all of our winners, and I will let you ladies get on with your evening, but thank you very much for letting me come in.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily. We'll see you soon. All right. It looks like we have President Justin is now waiting here. He saw our breaking news and got super excited and had to jump on to see us. So he will be joining us in just, there he is.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how is DC?
Hello, hello.
It's going good. I wanted to really badly live directly in the midst of everybody, but there are so many people in this room all talking and getting to know each other and networking, and they're fresh off the plane coming in, and so I came up to my room to just kind of record from here. If you want, I can go show you what it looks like down there, but we can do that in a minute before I leave, just so you guys can see all the energy going on.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, super excited. Can't wait to hear your feedback from this weekend.
What did you say, Miranda?
How many people are we having? What, 70 attendees?
Yeah, we have about 70 to 75, which is working with our head trainer, Victor, from Iceland. He said that in their first year, the European delegates for the European Academy didn't, you know, this is a really good number compared to what they're used to seeing. And so this is shows true success for what we'll be looking for in the future. And then just really giving more time for international guests to really plan for it and know that it's a great event to attend, and really focusing on immersing members together from different parts of the world and kind of bringing the international to JCI USA and our members here so they can have this amazing learning experience with different cultures and different people, different backgrounds, and all of that experience in one room.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Sounds great. I'm jealous. I know you guys are going to have a wonderful weekend. So,
it's been so cool. Miranda, what's the name of your member that is here? Bethany?
Bethany, yes.
Okay. Bethany, she ran into President Stefan and I in the elevator bank on our way down earlier, and she just said, she stopped when she saw me and she said, Miranda said I need to talk to you, and I'm just so nervous, but I'm putting myself out there and I'm putting myself out of my comfort zone. And so we brought her down and introduced her to a few people, and now I keep seeing her going around. Just she'll come up and say, I'm putting myself out of my comfort zone, and she introduces herself and she starts conversations, and she's doing such a great job, and I'm very proud of her, and thank you for giving her the courage and benefit of coming to this event.
Yeah, I'm super proud of her because she has so much to offer, and she does. Like, she looks at me, and all of you that know me, I don't meet a stranger, and I will go up to everyone and I'll be the first to meet you, and it kind of weirds her out. And she's like, she was texting me, you'll be so proud of me. I'm in the elevator now. I'm going to meet strangers. I'm like, you'll be fine. Just go find people. They're there. Right. I have you a welcoming.
We had the Arlington and DC JCs actually bought food and put on a welcome party for us as all these people have been coming in from the airport. And I stood up to let everyone know food was coming and to thank these groups so much. And there were Senate members helped coordinate and get donations to make it possible for that welcome party. But I told everybody, this is the place, this is our playground to come, and don't be nervous meeting new people, because we're all in the same boat. We're all nervous. We're all not sure what's going to happen this weekend, but I can guarantee you that everyone is open to having you come up to them and introduce yourself and get to know a new person. And that's what the exciting thing about JC's is, and the opportunity that it brings.
Very really much is. So.
I mean, think about it. We were all strangers one day, and now we're best friends. And right. I mean, I couldn't think of a day going by without texting y'all or calling y'all, and so, yeah.
That is the great thing about JC's.
It very much is. The relationships are probably one of the best perks that you get from this organization. You make friends for a lifetime here. So,
yeah.
It is awesome. And Miranda's right. We all started as strangers at some point, but not for long. So, that's what's good about it.
Exactly.
I love that we have so many that are watching from
NAA
or either headed to NAA right now. And we also have one of my brand new members, Wit, he's watching too. So that excites me as well. Also makes me a little nervous, but.
I think a few of them even had like threatened me that they were going to find me during Leadership Live. And so maybe that's why I'm like holed up in my room too, so no one can find out where the mystery live is coming
well,
from.
Well, you should go back and like do a big, that's how we will end it all, with a big goodbye from everybody at the welcome party.
Okay. I can do that for sure.
Give everybody their 5 seconds of fame.
Yes. Well, and then overall, I just, I wanted to thank MVP Miranda for continuing the tradition that MVP Ross brought out with Leadership Live. This is a great way for us to get on here and have live conversations, get members watching and listening in. They can comment and we can talk about their comments and subjects that they bring up, challenges, solutions, whatever the case is. And that's what the great thing about JC's is. As I've spoke about before, I believe that an issue with JC's is our cultural brand. And I want to help us align with this. And I think it'll really help us understand one another as members and our own value as a member. And that being when you, as a JC, it's your responsibility to reflect on your life and yourself and where do you want to be in a year or where do you want to be in 5 years and write that down and figure out where you want to go and then go out to lunch or to dinner or get on the phone and call Miranda, call myself, call your local chapter leaders and say, hey, these are my goals. This is where I want to go. And then you'll be able to have a conversation where they can connect you to opportunities that JCI offers our members from local, state, national, and international level that will help you achieve your goal. And I could pretty much guarantee that any goal you had, you could achieve through the JCs as your vehicle to get there. And when you start thinking that way and going that route, all of a sudden, this organization has the most priceless value of anything you've been part of because it's actually empowering you to better yourself. And then if all of us are being empowered to better ourselves, we are on a high and we are so excited that we are achieving so much and we're so happy and happy for one another, then together at this new level of height of being in existence, we are able to work together and come together with new ideas and skill sets to truly solve the biggest issues of our community and make a huge impact and see huge relevance of the organization in our communities. It's already there. It's just we're doing great things in our community. It's just remembering that you joined for a reason, you had a challenge in your life, and you can use the JCs to help you overcome those challenges. And then you can help your fellow members and your fellow community members use JCs to better themselves. And then together we can just better the entire community and all live in this amazing life that we get to live in.
That's very true. Very good advice.
You know, that's essentially my vision for 2020, is sharing this message that our why as an organization is empowerment. When you get down to it, it's all about empowerment. So if we choose our state of mind when we wake up in the morning, choose our attitude, anything and everything is something we can accomplish. And it's easy to allow shame and insecurities to stop us from going after what we really want in life. But I hope that I can, myself and my amazing 2020 team, we call ourselves E-Team or Empowerment Team. We are here to help motivate you and inspire you to do anything that you want. And that is what JC's is about. And so I can't wait to continue this year. I can't wait to see the stories and experiences that come out of this North American Academy. And I can't wait for the cruise and for us all to come together again and have more conversations like this so that we can go home from the cruise and feel empowered and go after those dreams. And one of the hardest part is of going after something is it doesn't happen overnight and it takes a while and you have to be patient. But when you surround yourself with other JCs that can help you and give you a leg up and give you some answers you might not have yourself, it makes the journey all worth it.
Very, very true. Definitely does. My journey's been worth it.
It's your journey's worth it to me.
Well, I'm glad we take this journey together.
Yes.
Well, I think they have to realize that we wouldn't be part of the E-team if someone hadn't empowered and saw something in us. And that's exactly what we're trying and hoping to do for members in 2020. So, so excited for the year with everyone. So
exactly.
It's going to be great.
I love it. Well, just Miranda, should I share anything else, or I don't want to keep this thing too long?
It's up to you. I mean, if you want to, or if you want to go downstairs and show us what's going on downstairs. And
yeah, I can do that. Do you want to put me off to the side and then bring me back on when I get down there?
That's what I'll do. I'll drop you down here. And then we will talk to Margo more about her plan. And her partners or her programs?
Well, our CLC program manager this year is Jackie Quashes. And then our Youth JCs, we have two program managers for Youth JCs. And Jamie Nichols and Elizabeth Below. I don't want to say her name wrong. I'm probably butchering it. But they're very fired up about Youth JCs and revamping a couple things. Because they really believe in that Youth JCs, because that is a perfect pipeline for us for JCI USA. And then, of course, Shoot for Success. I have the wonderful Jennifer Spencer out of Texas. So excited. Everybody's fired up. Everybody is ready to help and just really excited about the year. And we're just going to try to keep that momentum going. And hopefully we can power through to the end of the year. And we've, you know, helped some, empowered a lot. And made a big difference. So we're excited. I'm excited. And as I say this all the time, I'm sure people will get tired of hearing me say this, but I'm always here, reach out, here to help, here to support, be a tool. I want everyone's year to lead to be as successful as possible, and that you're reaching your goals and you're getting something out of this experience. Because like we just said, it's all about you reaching your goals and being better yourself, as well as bettering our chapters and JCI USA.
Yep. It's definitely true. Do you have like a empowerment story?
Oh, well, I never thought that I would be sitting on the national team. Never, never. When I joined JCs, it was strictly because I was kind of voluntold that I was going to go and help with the project. And I went and helped with one of my local projects in my state that I just love. And as I got more involved and was encouraged and empowered by other members and some of our mentors and advisors that kept propelling me forward and telling me, you can do this. We see this in you. Because if you would ask me, you know, 3-4 years ago, if I was ever going to be state president, I'm like, no. And then to get up and to be a national officer and give a speech in front of hundreds of people, never would have said that would have been me. I was very much a behind the scenes planner, pushing somebody else out in front. So for me to be out in front and kind of taking that leadership position, was something for me, but I got here because other people believed in me and made sure I had that support. And I just hope that I give that gift to someone else.
Very good story. So it looks like Justin has made his way downstairs.
Let's see what's going on.
All the action that's going on at NAA. Let's see. Let me pull him back up here. Let's pull us down.
I'm here at the North American Academy, and so I'm just going to share what the room looks like. Oh, and we have some members spotted me.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Leadership Lab. So many people.
That is so awesome.
Everyone's mingling, and then, oh, we got We're getting selfies. We're on other.
Let's bring us back on. Hold on, wait. Reselfie.
Wait, it. We have to
reselfie. Reselfie.
Right. Okay. But everyone's just—they're having a great time, just mingling, right, talking, enjoying each other's company, and sharing their JC story, and figuring out how they can learn from each other and collaborate on ideas to impact the world.
So awesome.
Awesome. Looks like a lot of fun. I remember my very first one of these, and it was a life shattering, changed my whole perspective on the JCs. I no longer thought it was a cult. So, and here we are. So maybe these 75 will be the next future leaders of the organization. Super excited.
Exactly.
Definitely. Well, Justin, y'all have a wonderful weekend. I'm wishing y'all a great weekend. I know it's going to be a huge success. So have a great time there in D.C., even if it is without us. But
I know. We miss you. We miss everybody. We wish we could have a big party where everyone else is. This called the cruise. And then we're meeting in St. Louis to celebrate 100 years. Obviously, be on the lookout next week for the actual physical 100-year date is coming. I'm excited to be able to talk to past President Jen Ray and find out more information about that. And thank you, Miranda, for arranging that. And I'm excited for next week as well. And thank you, too, for everything tonight and sharing great information. And as always, let me know if I can share anything else or as a team that we can get to the membership and answer any questions and offer support to them throughout the entire year and the next 100 years.
Perfect. All right. Well, now go show them how to be empowered and to rise up and to catch the spirit and all that fancy stuff. All right. We will talk to you soon. Bye, Justin. All right.
Wow. This has been an exciting Leadership Live today.
It has. We've had a lot going on. We've gotten a lot more excitement this week. Right? We'll have big shoes to fill next time he comes back on.
Right? I brought all that excitement on. I understand. I get it.
That's right. Should we take some questions from people or something? Do anybody have any questions? Now, there is a delay in us answering. Oh, look, Terry's joined us.
Hey, Terry.
Amy says, well, we may be a cult, but we're cool. I really did think it was a cult because my best friend was my childhood best friend. Everything could have been cured by joining the JCs, and it was really kind of obnoxious. And she finally got me to drink the Kool-Aid, and here I am now.
Yeah, once you drink the Kool-Aid, it's over. I rallied against it for a little bit, but it didn't last long. So,
yep. So, it is. We've got a lot going on down there. It's amazing that during all of that going on, Eureka asked what team won the horse race. So it was team number 3, Highest Pride, I think Emily called it. Mm-hmm. And they gave away 7 free cruises. Emily can, or you can watch the replay, but we'll post it again live in a little bit. And she will... We'll make a cute little graphic and everything about it, and we will post that live here in a little bit.
Yeah, very excited for them. Congratulations to Team 3 again. That's awesome.
It was great. Amy says Kool-Aid Nebraska knows that.
I saw that, Amy.
Eureka, you were on Highest Pride, weren't you? I thought she called your name out. I'm pretty sure she did. Yeah. So. Yeah, I know Nebraska was on it as well.
Yeah. And JCI Florida. I know. I remember that.
And Michigan. Kalamazoo really took home some cruises. So that means we're going to have a lot of Michigan on our cruise.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Michigan always brings in big numbers on the cruise that are on conventions. Yep, Eureka was on that team. So congratulations, Eureka and Amy. Amy was the state president for Nebraska last year.
I will give a little shout out to some of my Tennessee peeps that are on here, Kenan and Jessica. Thank you guys for popping on. And then, of course, we got Krista's on.
How are you seeing it all? Are you on the actual Facebook?
Yeah, I have two screens up.
Oh, well, that's how she can see everybody. I'm sitting here waiting for this to pop up. No wonder. Sneaky little thing. Let me go over here and find out. I've got Tyler watching on mine. There's Tyler and my dad watching.
All right. And Mr. Dwayne.
Watching on my page.
Mr. Dwayne from Lock Haven. Hello. Oh,
we have Bixby from Hawaii watching.
Hey, Bixby. Aloha. And Fallon. Hello, Fallon.
Do we want to put any of y'all under pressure? Do any of y'all want to jump on the Leadership Live with us? Let's see. I think it's fixing to make our voices yell at me.
And Nate from Illinois is on.
That's who we should invite on here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I know, Whit. I'm not a tech genius. It's crazy. Oh, here's Emily with the cruise winners. Dylan Walker from Michigan. Jennifer Green from Nebraska. Elizabeth Mullins, Michigan. Ariana King, Michigan. Forrest Dolan, West Virginia. Tina Fooster, Michigan. And mm-hmm. Kimmy Tolliver, Michigan. There's Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Oh, we're going to get you on here, Tyler. You just wait and see. I'm going to get everybody. This is only the second one. I'm going to run out of people to beg to be on here before long.
I'm sure
or we can just have everybody. We can have everybody break in like Emily did. All right.
Well, this has been awesome, Miss Miranda. Thank you for having me on.
It has. It has been a lot of fun, and I thank you for joining me. Thank you, all the viewers of JCI USA and our friends that have been watching this, but we have kept y'all watching us mumble and go on and on and on, talk about our JC Live. We're going to have some of y'all. Like I said, I will be inviting just members, and we want to hear from everyone just telling their JC stories. So look for me to be reaching out to y'all in the future. And we will be back on Tuesday with a special edition for the 100th anniversary with past president Jen Ray and the 100th president of JCI USA will bring Justin back for it.
So don't want to miss.
Same time, or yeah, same time, 7 p.m. Central, right here on Facebook. By then, it might actually be streaming to other platforms. We're in the process of getting it streaming to YouTube as well. So it might be streaming there as well. Jessica says it's the first time I've gotten to catch one live. I usually watch the video when it's over. Well, thanks for watching us when it's over, Jessica. Eureka. Oh, thank you, Eureka. I'm not a fan of it yet, but we will see y'all on Tuesday for the 100th celebration.
Bye, guys. Thank you for watching.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Empowercast. Don't forget to subscribe to Empowercast to be in the loop when we have new episodes airing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.